Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. And of course, you hear the dog, so you know it's the Education Watchdog segment of the program. And in studio today, the pit bull himself, Butch Santacola. Butch, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Great to be back. And I want to thank Ben, Angela, and Brittany for keeping those dogs fed, because they've run all the way to Philadelphia, that area, to pick up our guest today. We have a really special show. Our guest today is a person I've been worked with, trained with. She served on the executive committee with me of the PSEA staff organization. One of my favorite all-time people, one of the great advocates of Pennsylvania, Fran Pierce. Fran, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Butch. Thanks for that. That was very kind.
Well, no, it's the truth. I mean, we've known each other a long time.
Yes, we have.
And we've had some real experiences in defending public education and, more importantly, defending unions.
That's right.
Unions are very important to this world, and we do everything we can to keep them alive. Well, today you're here for a very special reason. We're going to talk about a group called Ed Talks. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, I'd like to. There's a group of us who are trying to get together to reach out to the public with truthful facts about public employee unions and public education.
And that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
How did this group come about, Fran?
Well, I got interested because for many years I've made myself available to civic groups, teachers, classes, as well as other groups, to speak on various subjects about public education. So when the internet started to take over the way people were getting their news, I became more and more concerned about the way that the internet allowed people to choose just one type of news, and that excluded all other opinions. And so I would go and speak to various groups, and invariably when I did that, I would hear people say, wow, you know, everybody needs to hear this information, or something like that. So then as our politics became more and more polarized over the last few years, I started thinking about what maybe I could do to help change the kinds of information people access. So at that time, there also was beginning to be a big interest in things like the TED Talks. So I thought, well, maybe I could get some of my retired colleagues to make themselves available with me, as I had done, and reach more people with factual information.
And and I'm joining that group of retirees that would go out and speak on behalf and talk about the truth around public employee unions and public education.
Right.
And most of those colleagues are all retired. They're all retired.
Yes, they are. The group right now is all retirees, yes.
Yeah, and we will be, Fran, tell us how this is going to work. How do people contact you or the group to get going on this project?
Well, yes, they can easily contact me through my my email. That's franpierce@verizon.net. And but we have, we've just recently begun to work on our structure. We've done a lot of things up till now that have helped us get a handle on all of the things we might be able to accomplish.
I know you're working with one consultant who I heard speak a couple weeks ago at a meeting up in State College.
Yep.
He provided us with information on funding, and I hope to get him back on the show, on this show at some point in the future. But before I did that, I wanted to get you on. I wanted you to get on and talk to us about what you were doing.
Yeah, we have a similar concern to them and about the knowledge of the general public about these kinds of issues. Because, you know, once an idea or a concept has become repeated over and over as fact, people truly believe it. And the majority of them don't ever question whether it's factual anymore.
Or you know, Fran, it's funny you say that, because as I was coming in here, I was flipping between the great Union Edge and another station, and I heard somebody say exactly what you just said, that the media repeats it, or the person in office, like President Trump, repeats it over and over and over again, and people are just embracing it as fact.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, phrases like that we've heard, such as union people make too much money and that's why companies go out of business, or they move elsewhere, or public schools are terrible, kids aren't learning anything, teachers who have unions are lazy, the unions just protect the bad teachers, and on and on. So if you would say any of those things in a group of people, you'd get almost universal agreement. And yet, those statements are far, far from the truth.
Right. And Fran, one of the other things is you say, oh, okay, union teachers are not teaching kids. Where are you getting that? Because, you know, I can point to, you know, our friends here in the Pittsburgh area, Pittsburgh Federation of Teachers. Sure. They got their test scores back. They knocked it out of the park.
Right.
Do you think that any media outlet picked up the phone and called them?
Yeah.
Right. No, you're right. You're absolutely right, Charles.
Right. Yes. So, Fran, I mean, I have to ask. I mean, you guys are going to go around and talk to people, but, you know, earlier you were talking about the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to leverage the internet? Are you going to leverage podcasting and videos to?
Yes, we hope to do that. At this point, what we're trying to do is get our information together and our people together who are willing to do these. So
you can rent Butch. We'll give them to you.
Yeah, we want to make sure we're vetting people. We already have a good group who volunteered when, as Butch said, Mr. Charlie Lyons from the umbrella group Fair Funding PA came and spoke to our retirees banquet in June. So we got over a dozen people to sign up there who from all over the state who are willing to become involved with us. So
and those are some of the best advocates I've known for public education.
There you go. Listen, Fran, we're going to take a short break.
Okay.
We'll come back. We'll talk some more. And think about this. I want you to think about how the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio can help you guys get this done.
Alrighty.
Not only in Pennsylvania, but across the country.
Yeah, Fran, we have a national audience, so we can get this out.
Great. I think that would be a great idea. Thank you.
There you go. Meantime, I'm going to talk to Butch. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
It's Meals on Wheels.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. This program is sponsored in part by the American Federation of Government Employees 2028 and LIUNA Local 373, both of the Pittsburgh area. We appreciate their support. And, of course, you heard the dog, so you know it's the Education Watchdog segment of the Union Edge. And the pit bull himself is in the house, Butch Santacola.
Hey, Charles. Nice
Welcome
to be back.
Back.
Thank
Welcome
you. I was waiting for that. Thank you.
You brought a friend.
Yeah, I did. I brought a friend. Fran, are you still there?
Yes, I sure am.
Fran, one thing I want to do, I want to establish with everyone because I think it's important. What positions did you hold at PSCA? What kind of background did you have?
Yes. I was fortunate to begin my work with PSCA as a volunteer, actually, as a teacher representative, an elected leader in my local in 1972. And then in 1976, PSCA hired me as an organizer for their support staff. So I worked as an organizer until 1982, and then I transferred to the southeastern region of Pennsylvania as a teacher rep, and did that until 1992.
You bargained contracts, arbitrations, you did it all.
Bargained contracts, right? Presented grievances, labor board cases, presented things to the school boards. Did a lot of, had to get a lot of training in there. And fortunately, NEA does wonderful training for their staff. And then in 92, I took over a statewide direction of the support staff, as well as the was the director of the future teachers, the college student.
And that's, I have to tell you, Fran, when people heard you were on, going to be on, they responded very positively. But listen, as I said, you have a good background, multiple. Levels. But let's get back.
A lot of hats, yeah.
Yeah, you sure do have a lot of hats. What's happening today, Fran?
Okay, so
that's different.
Let me just try to be real specific about what we're doing. We're going to be reaching out in three areas. First, as I said, we want to be contacting many of the partners under this Fair Funding PA, and that includes all of the public employee unions that are members of that, the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO, the PSCA, all of those who are really interested in pursuing help to achieve fair funding and better public schools. Then the second place we're reaching out is we want to reach out to others who want to volunteer for this work, like your listeners perhaps. I'm thinking also of other retirees in our own organization who would have the time to do this. And so we're looking at retirees from not only the staff, but also unions, retired professors from college and university labor schools or education schools or business agents from unions, or those kinds of folks, or union members who are passionate about this, because it's not only going places to speak, we also need people who are their local editors to go visit their legislators when these issues come up. And lastly, we're going to be gathering a database of all the service organizations across Pennsylvania. Now, I'm sure there are hundreds, if not thousands, of those, and I'm talking about the groups that regularly seek out free speakers for their monthly meetings. So I'm looking at things like the Lions, the Kiwanis, the Rotaries, the Masons, the Elks, the VFWs, American Legions, business and professional groups, women's clubs, local chambers of commerce, PTAs, any place that might be willing to hear our message. And I know that we will have to be very proactive at first to get the groups to hear us.
Absolutely, Fran. My concern on this, how are we going? I think it's great. You know how much I support this group, what your efforts are. But what are we going to do to deal with the negative?
Like
the Representative Daryl. I always raise him as one of the most negative people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Daryl Metcalf. What are we going to do when he, who? What are we going to do when he just attacks our group?
Oh sure. Well, what our message and what our mission is to bring factual information.
Good.
And that's why we want to kind of attach ourselves or be endorsed by this umbrella organization, because they are all people who have a reputation for truthfulness and actual, empirical data. And what we will be trying to do is not doing a necessarily persuasive speech as much as a here is the fact speech, because what I've found out, and I, as I said in the beginning, I have volunteered to do this, and believe me, I was terrified the first time I went. I remember I went and spoke to the Kiwanis, and I went in and I said, thank God this isn't the Lions Club, because I'm feeling a lot like Daniel when it must have felt. But but I'll tell you, the people were actually very open. I mean, they sat and listened. Now, I know there were some in that room that were never going to be convinced, but a lot of people asked really good questions and got a view that they had never heard before. And that experience really comes out of my training as an organizer, because one of the most significant things I figured out early on was you're never going to be able to get 100% of the people on your side.
Right.
But what you can do is to limit the number of people on the far against you side from talking other people into going with them by
right.
giving the people in the middle the correct information so that when and if they're attacked, they feel as though they have something to say. They remember that they've heard something about that. They're not so easily persuaded. And that's something we have to learn all over this country, especially like the Democratic Party, needs to learn that we're never going to persuade everybody, but we need to get people the facts.
Right. And Fran, you hit something very much on the head, and I've always looked at it when organizing. Look, if I'm not going to convince everybody the first time, and that's fine.
That's right.
But those people that I don't convince, if through just contact and conversation, I can convince that, wow, those union people, they really don't have horns and a tail and carry a pitchfork.
Right.
And oh, by the way, that guy over there on the other side of the aisle that told me they did, I'm starting to wonder about him.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And Butch can tell you, I am 4'11". I weigh 120 pounds. When I started doing this work in 1976, people looked at me and said, what the heck did they send out to talk to us? You have to stand on your facts, not on how loud you are or how you can argue. It's really a situation where people will respect you if they hear facts. They may not agree with them, but they will respect that you have given them factual
Well, Fran, I'll tell you what. I told the staff here you were 5'3". I didn't realize you were 4'11". That's great. That's great. Let's go one step further, Fran.
Sure.
Are you expecting financial support from any of these groups? You're going to need it?
Well, yeah, of course we could always use it. However, this is a group of volunteers,
right.
and we are very clear about that from the beginning. We're also looking for people who are going to be able to do these things in the area where they live. So we're not going to be sending people helter-skelter all over the state. Once we gather these names of organizations, then we want to know from people. We want help from people in how do I contact the best person. So we hope to do it through a grassroots effort because, you know, those of us who've done organizing know that's the only way it gets done.
That's right. Let me ask you
real quick question. I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
No,
PSEA is part or the union,
mm-hmm.
the NSO.
Yes.
Is a national organization, correct?
That's correct.
So you could use volunteers from
Absolutely.
All over the country.
I suppose. Well, we're not that quick.
No. I mean, Fran, hold on for a second, because, you know, I got to say this. You know, Butch and I have been doing this longer than Butch cares to remember. You know, I'm probably not as good looking as you are. But but at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you know, we're on a large number of radio stations all across the United States.
Sure.
And this is the kind of, my wife is a teacher by trade. Okay.
Oh, great.
And I get it and I understand it. And, you know, I got to tell you, I may have been a disappointment to the public school system, but my son did really well. And, you know, quite honestly, I truly believe that the public school system here in this country is the great equalizer.
Absolutely.
And I want to support it as much as I can. God bless all my teachers. So what I want to say to you is we got to get you into the Pittsburgh area or Butch and I have to come out and see you and sit down and talk about this because I know that you want to hit the Pennsylvania area.
Yes.
But my God, for the same amount of effort, we can hit everybody in the country.
Yeah. I mean, that.
Do you see what you're starting?
Dream, you know.
Do you see what you're starting here?
I'm hoping to start.
You're a troublemaker, aren't you?
I know. I've been a troublemaker. My father was a troublemaker. I get it. Honestly, my mother's still a troublemaker. So that's where it comes from.
Fran, well, you know, we've had a lot of staff from across the country on this show, all the way reaching to California, Michigan. Oregon,
Alaska.
All over Alaska. Yeah, right. We've hit everybody. So, and most of them listen to the show or they podcast it, pick it up later. And we should, you know, I know that's way beyond where you are right now, that thinking, but that if we could, you could establish, if our group Ed Talks can establish what the heck we're doing in a good structure, that would be a good thing for other people to follow.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we hope to do. We have a good start. I couldn't possibly begin to share it with you, but we have a good start in terms of an outline of exactly what it is that we need to do, and the organizations that we've contacted are very enthusiastic.
Let me ask another question, Fran, because Betsy DeVos is here, Secretary Betsy DeVos.
Yes.
And sometimes the only way you could describe what she's done, and the only way you can describe or get involved in any kind of meeting is somewhat negative, controversial, because she's
absolutely
definitely not. She's definitely on the other side.
Yep.
How will Ed Talks approach that? That's a critical thing for the survival of education.
No question. Especially in Pennsylvania, where our charter school law is so terrible. That is one of the hottest topics that I have done presentations on here in Chester County. I've had many requests for my presentation. I'll send it to you by email. You can see the PowerPoint. But it's the same thing, Butch. It's what's the fact? I mean, here in Chester County, for example, every school district, 11 school districts, have all been blue ribbon school districts at one time or another. Why the heck do we even have charter schools then?
Weren't
charter schools supposed to be for those poor children who couldn't have who had a terrible failing school? None of the schools in this entire county were failing.
Well,
so why are the charter schools here sucking the money out of our public schools?
And Fran, let me say this. Betsy DeVos lives in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Okay.
Yeah, I thought she lived in La La Land, but that's okay.
That's where she works.
Good one. That's where
she works. In the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio broadcasts in Grand Rapids daily.
Wow.
Betsy's staff does listen.
And we've invited her on the show.
We have. I can think of a couple of ECE, early childhood education teachers that want to have a dynamic conversation with her, along with others, but that's another story. So when you're just say hello to Betsy while you're here, because Betsy's listening.
Hi, Bets.
Hey, Fran, we have a couple minutes here, and I want to just hit about a minute and a half, not a couple minutes. What do you want to leave us with? What do you want us to think about? Where do you want us to go? What do you want Charles and the Education Watchdog to do?
Fran, say you come to Pittsburgh and make Butch buy us dinner.
That sounds fun. I have a sister who lives there now, so yeah, I'd love to. But we travel all the time, and because of my back, my past job, hopping on a train or getting on turnpikes, nothing. But what I want to leave you guys with is that if each one of us does not do something, if we don't, this is not a project that's going to reach millions of people. But if it reaches, if I reach five, if you reach five, if we can, through our network of people, reach just enough people, we can turn the tide. And that's what Butch, that's what we guys did back when public employee bargaining was first coming into this state.
That's correct.
We changed the whole tenor of things. We can do it, but we have to be upbeat and work and be willing to take on the naysayers.
There you go. Fran, this is a pleasure. I'm looking forward to talking to you, talking with Butch. We want to help in any way we possibly
Wonderful.
Can.
Wonderful. So glad. I hope your listeners feel that way too.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you got a website up yet?
No, we don't. No.
So you need a website. I have low friends in high places that do that. we'll talk about
that. That'd be wonderful, yes.
Okay, Franny, I just want to say thanks, buddy. Thanks. We'll be in touch.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Meantime, Butch, we got to get going.
Yeah, we do, Charles. It's been fun. As always, it's been fun. And Ben, keep those dogs fed.
I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.